This is Christopher O'Reilly, and welcome to this week's podcast of From the Top. Enjoy.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. Imagine getting to practice your music on the largest playable instrument in the world. Today, you'll hear a young organist tell the story of why he gets to study on the famous department store Wanamaker organ, and you'll hear the results of all that practice in a Buxtehude prelude. Here's our host, one of America's finest concert pianists, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome. We're enjoying the sunny Southern California weather this week, coming to you from the city of Costa Mesa in Orange County. I've really enjoyed sleeping with the window open and hearing the roar of the ocean. Oh, that's the 405, I'm sorry. Pacific Symphony has brought us here to the gorgeous Renee and Henry Segerstrom Concert Hall. Thanks so much to them. We definitely see eye to eye with Pacific Symphony when it comes to kids and music. The symphony offers many programs that serve the young people of Orange County, including a youth orchestra, a string ensemble, and a youth wind ensemble. That translates into lots of talented kids, and we'll be meeting the excellent principal flutist from their youth orchestra later on in the show. But we're going to start things off with a young man who, all on his own, can make as much noise as an entire orchestra. That is, when he's playing the pipe organ behind me on stage. Please welcome, from New York City, 15-year-old Michael John Bennett. Michael, welcome. Tell everyone what you're going to be performing.
Well, I'm going to be performing Dietrich Buxtehude's Preludium in G minor, BWV 163.
As a Baroque composer, Buxtehude leaves a lot of the interpretation up to the performer, does he not?
Yes, he doesn't give any tempo indications whatsoever, no dynamic markings, none of that. And he doesn't, for the organ, in most of the times, he doesn't even write the pedal part. So depending on how daring and brave you are, you can put the entire bass voice of a fugue in the pedal if you like.
That's great. We're looking forward to hearing it on this beautiful instrument, the William J. Gillespie Concert Organ. When you are ready, Michael, you can take it from the top.
Thank you.
Michael John Bennett, 15-year-old organist from New York City, playing the Preludium in G minor by Dietrich Buxtehude. Michael is one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists. Michael, that was a stunning performance, just stunning, and really
Thank
brought
so
out
much.
All the improvisatory flair and spark that this music has.
Because that's the joy of this music, is
yes.
the fun.
I know you're deeply committed to this man's music. And
yeah, I love this stuff. This piece particularly is very interesting because the second fugue you heard is very famous because Handel, a little bit later, stole it for his oratorio Messiah. The entirety of it was used for "Oh, we shall be
right, of course."
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
So that means that Buxtehude was really famous back then, and he was. He was the most famous Baroque musician.
He got screwed out of mad royalties, is
yeah,
what it sounds like to me. Your love of Baroque music comes across absolutely and beautifully in your playing. And we have your mom to thank. She introduced you to Baroque music really, really early on. Yes?
Yeah, when I was a little tyke and little bundle of joy, my mom used to play these Vivaldi concertos on historic instruments to calm me down, because at that time I wasn't such a bundle of joy. I was a little bundle of crying. And and so it just was like the sound just got in my head and kind of created this kind of core, musical core that I based off of everything. And I really am really thankful to her for, you know, everything she's done. Yeah,
absolutely. I guess using music to calm you down stopped working when you were in preschool. Especially listening to music in the car. What's the story there?
Yeah, so when I was in preschool, and around that time, I was obsessed with Schubert's last B-flat major sonata. And
all those preschoolers are at that age, aren't they?
It's a pretty long piece. The first movement is around 25 minutes long. And of course, I was in love with the piece. And it took around 15 minutes for my mom to drive to meet a preschool. So when we got to the preschool, I'm like, "Mommy, the exposition's coming back. Can we just wait 5 minutes? And that's what I did. I was like, "I want to listen to the whole thing."
A Schubert delinquent. I love that.
And the funny thing is now I actually play that piece on the piano.
That's so right. You've learned it. Joanne mentioned at the top of the show that you study organ on one of the most fantastic instruments in the world. Tell us about that instrument.
Yes. So the Wanamaker organ is the largest musical instrument in the world with 29,000 pipes. I'm thinking this organ is around 8,000?
Mm-hmm. Not too shabby.
Where
is the Wanamaker organ?
It happens to be in a department store in Philadelphia. So the thing is, I was like, when I was very, very young, I used to be around when I was 9 years old, and I used to be obsessed with this organ. I'm like, I want to go see it and hear it. So I just happened to be in a music festival in Philadelphia that one summer, and I'm like, "Mom, let's go to the Wanamaker organ." So we went there, and through a series of really amazing coincidences, I happened to meet the organist, Peter Conti, and play for him, and then he decided to become my teacher. And he has been, if not one of my greatest mentors, musical mentors, and, you know, great life supporters and role models for me ever since.
Well, it was meant to be. Just a great meeting of the minds. And I know how it is, you know, traveling all over the world as you do, you know, playing on all these different organs. Each one has its own personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all organs are different.
we hope to hear you on all of them.
Thank you.
In our lifetime. Michael, just great having you on. Thank you for opening the show.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Michael John Bennett, 15 years old, from New York City. This past fall, KUSC, the powerhouse classical music station in Los Angeles, held an online competition to help us find one of the best high school choral groups in Southern California. Called the Local Vocals High School Choir Sing-Off, the competition involved more than 20 choirs from the region, and over 25,000 online votes were cast to determine our winner. That winning choir is from the small community of La Cañada, Flint Ridge, California. Please welcome the La Cañada High School Chamber Singers. Their director, Jeff Brookie, is with me at the mics. Congratulations, Jeff. What are we going to hear first?
Thank you. We'd like to begin with Samuel Barber's Under the Willow Tree from his opera, Vanessa.
La Cañada High School Chamber Singers, under the direction of Jeff Brookie and accompanied by Jenna Atias, performing Samuel Barber's Under the Willow Tree. We're going to speak now briefly with two members of the choir, Priyanka Pullercott, 17 years old, and Griffin von Amringe, 18 years old. A lot of the teenage classical musicians on this show don't get a lot of attention paid to them in their schools. But you guys are rock stars in your school and in the larger community. Talk about that, Priyanka.
Yes, the city of La Cañada is so incredibly supportive of the choral program at the high school. In fact, we recently had to change venues from the one that we'd been using to a larger church because we couldn't accommodate all the people who wanted to come. And that's just so amazing to have that kind of energy and that kind of atmosphere at all our concerts. It's almost like a football game when we're performing out there. So
I was going to say, you're going to be playing in stadiums soon. We're all for that. I read about all the festivals and touring you guys have done and the fact that you're even traveling to Hawaii later this year. How cool is that? But what have been some of your favorite moments with this choir, Griffin?
One of my favorite memories was last year when we went to Europe on a tour, and we were in Dürnstein, Austria, and we were singing in this little small chapel, and it just had the most amazing reverb, and we were singing Lady in the Water by Eric Barnum. And we hit this one chord, and it was just like we were one voice, and it was just so beautiful, and it was just pure freedom.
There's nothing like that. I imagine you felt that same kind of thing too, Priyanka?
Yes, I can recall last year on our annual choir retreat up in the mountains, we were doing a small recital, and we were singing Sleep by Eric Whitaker, and in that moment, we were all, by the end, we had tears in our eyes. We all connected with the emotion, and with the music, and with each other, and that, I think, is the beauty of our group.
We're going to hear you sing a composition by Eric Whitaker now. What's it going to be, Griffin?
With a Lee in Your Hand.
Very good. Stage is yours.
Thank you.
We heard Eric Whitaker's With a Lily in Your Hand from the Three Flower Songs, performed by the winners of KUSC's Local Vocals High School Choir Sing-Off, the La Cañada High School Chamber Singers.
The La Cañada High School Chamber Singers make a beautiful sound, but all of the finalists of the Local Vocals Sing-Off were pretty top-notch. Check out some of the other superb high school choirs at fromthetop.org. And while you're there, you can learn about our scholarship program. Over the last 8 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded nearly $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Chris?
Thanks, Joanne. Sitting down at the piano is now 14-year-old pianist from Redwood City, California, up in the Bay Area. Her name is Anna Bunyanet, and she's going to treat us to a piano composition Stravinsky wrote for his friend Artur Rubinstein, with musical material drawn from his ballet, Petrushka. This is Shea Petrushka from his Three Movements of Petrushka.
Thank you.
Anna Bunyanich, 14 years old, from Redwood City, California, performing Shea Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky. Anna, that was truly a ballet for the mind.
Thank you.
We don't need dancers in such an eloquent and evocative performance as you just gave.
Thank you.
Beautiful sound, too. We know that YouTube is a great way to get your music out there, but you received one really, really special response to one of your posts. You've got your own YouTube channel, yes?
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody what that is, first of all, so we need to know.
Well, it's called Anna Bunyanich, but the code is like VV268.
Okay, yeah. So got to go there. So somebody put a nice comment on your page.
Yeah, so my piano teacher uploaded a video of me playing Seymour Bernstein's Birds when I was 9. And it was I never expected this, but the composer of the piece actually commented on the video. And so I was actually really honored by this. And he said it was a marvelous interpretation and that I played with a natural musicality from my heart. And so that was really kind of him, and I really appreciate it. And it was really encouraging. And he even said that I should play another set of Bird's piece that he also composed. And so while I haven't played it yet, I really hope to get a chance to play it.
Yeah, I think so. My gosh, that's a great vote of confidence right there.
Yeah.
And talking about personal contact, you got to take a masterclass with John Nakamatsu, the winner of the 97 Van Cliburgh competition. That was a big experience for you, yes?
Yeah, so this was also when I was 9, so I had a masterclass with him, and it was definitely a life-changing experience, if not like one of the greatest musical experiences I've ever had. He was such a kind person, an amazing pianist, and he said, like, I should practice slowly, and this is something I still do to this day, and it's definitely one of the most important parts of my practice time. And I continue to keep in touch with him after the masterclass, and like when I was playing Beethoven Concerto No. 3, I wanted some feedback from him, so he offered to give me a private lesson at this concert hall, which he found for me, and so I had a lesson with him, and it was such another amazing experience because he was so helpful as usual, and coincidentally, a lot of times before competition or concert, he would email me and give me words of encouragement, even if he doesn't know I'm going to compete. And so I really appreciate everything he's done because he's such an amazing pianist person and role model to me.
Great to have such a great pianist in your corner and in your heart.
Yeah.
As we are all now with you in your heart when you perform. We're just so enthralled with your playing, Anna.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. Anna Bunyanich, 14-year-old pianist from Redwood City, California.
As we say at the top of every show, From the Top celebrates the power of music in the hands of America's kids. But did you know our radio show is just one of the many ways From the Top does that? Learn about our nationwide education and outreach efforts at fromthetop.org.
Support for From the Top comes from this and other radio stations, and from the Howard and Geraldine Pollinger Family Foundation, nurturing the development of talented emerging artists and sharing the joy that the performing arts bring to life. From New England Conservatory of Music, where young artists and teachers are committed to transforming classical music, online at necmusic.edu. And from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, whose mission is to advance the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need, on the web at jkcf.org. This is NPR.
Thank you.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from the Renee and Henry Sagerstrom Concert Hall in Costa Mesa, California. Coming up, the beautiful Andante from the Rachmaninoff Cello Sonata in G minor, performed by a 16-year-old from San Francisco. Our Costa Mesa performance is presented by Pacific Symphony and made possible with support from Judith Posnikoff. Special thanks to KUSC Classical 91.5. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
As Joanne just mentioned, Pacific Symphony has brought us to Costa Mesa, and it so happens that the principal flute of the symphony is a From the Top alum from quite a few years back, Ben Smolin. Please welcome him.
Hi.
Ben, welcome back. We know that after From the Top, you studied at Princeton and then with Paula Robeson at New England Conservatory, and you eventually landed this great job with Pacific Symphony. This orchestra is known for taking risks in the presentation of classical music, and you have a direct hand in that.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about the orchestra, I've been here about 2.5 years now, and one of the best things I think about it is that there's this real spirit of innovation with the musicians and the board and the administration, and we're always trying to look for new ways to really redefine the orchestra as a 21st century, mode of expression. And even since I've been here, we've done things like we've had an orchestra fantasy camp sort of concept for adult amateurs where they can come play a side-by-side concert with us. We did a mashup music video of Michael Jackson's Thriller with Rite of Spring, and just all sorts of really fun things.
When you're not in your principal's chair with the Pacific Symphony, you're in a chair on a scoring stage recording film music. What's that like?
It's really different. I've done just a little bit of it since I've gotten here. A lot of the members of the orchestra get a chance to go up to Los Angeles and play on the sound stages for the movies. And I've gotten to do a few movies, and I think, the main thing that struck me that was really different and a little bit jarring was for a symphony concert, we get the music about a month ahead of time. We have, 10 or 12 hours of rehearsal, and then we play 3 or 4 concerts. And for the movies, you show up, no music. As it's, I guess, being finished, they hand it to you. And if you're lucky, you get to run through it once, and then the red light goes on, and you record it. So it's a little more stressful.
Well, and you're also playing for 60 or 70 million more people, as it happens.
Yeah.
Ben, as you well know, Pacific Symphony sponsors a terrific youth orchestra aptly named the Pacific Symphony Youth Orchestra. The principal flute of that orchestra is 16-year-old Ramakrishnan Kumaran, and he's just joined us on stage. Rama, welcome. I have a
Thank
feeling
you.
A flute duet is coming on. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely right. We will be playing the Rondo from Franz Doppler's Andante Rondo for two flutes and piano.
Great. Thank you.
Rondo by Franz Doppler, performed by the Principal Flute of Pacific Symphony and From the Top alum Ben Smolin, and the Principal Flute of the Pacific Symphony Youth Orchestra, 16-year-old Ramakrishnan Kumaran. We're going to spend a little time with Rama now.
Doppler was known to do a little battle of the bands with his friend Franz Liszt. So Doppler was definitely the Liszt of the flute, and you guys really tore it up. Beautifully played.
Thank you.
Really nice, Rama.
Thank you very much.
Rama, from your name, I'm guessing you're not Irish.
Oh, no. No, and neither is me, this really bad Scottish accent. Sorry. Oh. Sorry.
Nicely done. And actually, tell everybody where you were born and when you came over. And
I am of Indian descent. I was born in South India, and after a few pit stops, I ended up here in Southern California at age 8.
Right. And so actually, the modern flute was not your first love musically. It was, in fact, the Indian bamboo flute that inspired you to play. And I understand that you feel this instrument is perhaps the most evocative instrument there is.
Well, I feel like I will start a war if I say that one instrument is more evocative than the other. I haven't decided myself, and yes, that is the correct answer.
But I think we were pleased to note that we asked you to bring your Indian flute along, and let's hear a phrase or two.
Yes.
People know what we're talking about.
The piece that I'm going to play right now, or the part of the piece that I'm going to play right now, is an ode to my, shall we say, my patron god, who also plays the flute.
I do love that sound, and I especially love the expressive intonation involved in playing that. So it's no wonder that you play the modern flute so beautifully in tune, because you not only know the notes, you know all the spaces in between the notes.
Reading between the lines is certainly very important.
Exactly. Like Ben, you have strong opinions about the future of classical music, Rama. Tell us your thoughts there.
Yes, it's one of my hot buttons when when someone tells me, or I hear somewhere, that classical music is dying, quote unquote. I think the definition of classical music and any classic is that the more I listen to it, the more comes out at me, the more I can absorb from it. And certainly, by that definition, classical music is not at all dying. In fact, so many artists today who take classical music to the next level, somewhat very much like the Pacific Symphony. They advance today's music, and they are exactly what I say contributes to the vitality of classical music today.
Well, Rama, well said and well played, my man. Really
Thank
great
you.
Having you. Best of luck. Ramakrishnan Kumaran, 16-year-old flutist from Hemet, California.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. You'll also find our video sneak peeks there, short clips of the performers we feature. Check out the young faces behind the music. Chris.
Next up is an outstanding cellist from San Francisco, 16-year-old Isla Zone. Isla, would you please introduce the piece we're going to play together?
Sure. We will be performing the third movement of Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata in G minor.
Thank you. Isla Zone, 16-year-old cellist from San Francisco, performing the Andante from the Cello Sonata in G Minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Joanne?
Oui, monsieur.
The brie, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, monsieur. Voilà.
Isla, why are we serving you brie?
In kindergarten, I was called the cheese monster because I was obsessed with cheese.
Obsessed with cheese. But from a Korean family, do they even have cheese in Korea?
Well, my grandparents definitely thought it was strange since cheese is certainly not a part of the traditional Korean diet. And actually, when I was 10, we went on a family vacation to Seoul, Korea. And about 8 days into the vacation, I felt an extreme craving for brie. And that began a mad hunt for cheese on the streets of Seoul. About an hour in on our search, we realized that the closest thing to cheese was a McDonald's cheeseburger. An hour later, we finally found a small vendor in the bottom of our hotel that sold brie.
Oh. I'm thinking there's got to be a way to have kimchi in brie. I think that would be wonderful. Like pepper jack cheese or something. You're not going for it? No? All right. Brie aside, as a 16-year-old, you talk about being in two completely different worlds.
Yeah, so during the year, I go to a very rigorous academic high school, and then in the summer, I do almost exclusively music. So every year, I sort of go through a transition, and I've noticed that there's sometimes not a lot of continuity between my two different friend groups. My friends from school, who are mostly athletes, they sometimes make fun of my top 25 most played music when they see Glazunov at the top. But I'm glad that I have sort of a foot in both worlds, and I really have a great appreciation for both.
I think you do. You're a great musician, and actually, the way you get around the cello has great athletic properties as well. Just wonderful. I certainly hope you continue with music. It was a great pleasure playing the Rachmaninoff with you.
Thank you,
Isla.
Thank you.
Isla Zone, 16 years old, our cellist from San Francisco. Not too far from Costa Mesa, up in the mountains east of L.A., is one of the great arts schools in the country, the Idlewild Arts Academy. And we want to go out today with the Idlewild Arts Academy Piano Trio playing one of our favorite pieces of chamber music, the Presto Finale from Paul Schoenfield's Cafe Music. We will be hearing Yu Ming Ma, 16-year-old violinist, Wei-An Hung, 18-year-old cellist, and Vutitorn Chitamit, 18-year-old pianist. Their coach is Nelms McElvain. Before these guys kick off this great piece, I want to thank all our wonderful young performers and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. Okay, guys, you can take it from the top. Thank you.
From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. From the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And from Joyce V. Hale, in the interest of engaging an informed and civil electorate. This is NPR.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org.